Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bossier Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey, joined by none other than Corey.
The one and only, I think. Hope you guys don't hear my cat purring at my feet because he is a machine today.
I hope that they do. Corey, what have you been up to the last week?
Enjoying some playoff hockey in the NHL. Really looking forward to seeing the Leafs lose again. That's my enjoyment in life. I don't know what I like more, the Habs or hating the Leafs.
Have the playoffs been this year so far for you?
So far, so good. Had a few interesting games that I think the Carolina games versus New York Islanders have been my favorites. That game two was incredible. Carolina down, I believe it was 2-1. They tie the game up, and 9 seconds later, they got the lead with like a minute left in the game. So, interesting stuff.
Game one of the Jets and Avalanche was really good, too. I don't know if you saw that.
But I did.
It's been a good series.
I've only missed a handful of games, I think.
So, we were out at the Mirror Machine Mayhem game last Friday. Their little exhibition game, I think it was called. They had.
Yeah.
So, really good hockey. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Always a good time to get back with the podcast crew and do something
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely.
But yeah, good hockey. We enjoyed a lot. Hopefully we'll get a chance to go back out and check them out. If you haven't done so, I'd recommend it. If you see there's some good women's hockey. I know the Hawks are playing the Oilers on Saturday, and then the Lady Hawks are playing against a team from Moncton. So if you're anywhere in the Rishawakta or Elspuktuk area, get over to the Elspuktuk Arena and check that out.
Yep.
A lot of fundraising for a lot of tournaments and stuff right now. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah, it really is.
There's also a Junior C tournament in Miramichi. So if you're around that region, go check that out. And let me think. We've got Summerside versus Miramichi in the MHL finals, which has been really good. Man, did you see that hit on that goalie?
I did. That was the commentator. That's Bush League. not nice, but, it's playoff hockey. You want to win, I guess, at all costs. I don't condone it, but,
it's definitely a questionable hit.
Oh, without a doubt. What's the series at right now?
I think it's 1-1 right now.
Okay, so very interesting stuff.
Yeah, good series, good hockey. So you have any news, Corey? What are you up to in the next few weeks or few months?
Work. Lots
back to work next week for you.
Back to work. I really can't wait. This is the first year that I've actually looked forward to work. And I think the reason I'm looking forward to work is because the winter was productive. The unofficial BSHL podcast, we did things that we never thought that we would do. Wrestling with the Bros, much the same. The Maritime Warrior, my YouTube channel, doing way better, way faster than I thought it was would. And just perfect stuff.
What do you do for a living, for those who don't know, Corey?
I work at a fish plant. It's going to be my 10th year. I'm what they call a hacker or a cracker. I crack lobster paws open. I did that as a job to get back on my feet and ended up liking it. So seasonal job, two seasons, May and June, off in July, and August and September and early October. Just in time for the BSHL to start back.
Exactly. When you're done your seasons last year, you missed game one of the season because that was your last day of work. So
if I would have known how big this was going to go, sorry, my phone's going off.
That's okay.
If I would have known how big the BSHL podcast would have been, I would have made sure to be there for that game. Hindsight 2020. Now I know. Game one, you can count me in.
Okay. We've got that. You're going to remember that. You're going to maybe record that, and I'll send you a knockout. No, I know you're going to be there. It's going to be a great time. A lot of players in the BSHL have been at the tournament in Umqui. Hopefully we'll get somebody that played in that tournament on the podcast in the next few weeks.
Hopefully.
So we can talk about that tournament because it looks like it was a great time.
Yep.
We've also got the Hawks getting ready to send a lot of people over to the Oilers to make the trip to Saskatchewan to the Freddy. So that's a huge tournament. A lot of the games are streamed, so keep an eye out for that. Some really good hockey coming up, some good spring hockey. And then everybody's going to be hitting the links. Speaking of hitting the links, a golf fan, fishing fan interview today. We have an interview with Josh Russell from the Bear Machine Northman, Corey. How'd you like that interview?
I really liked it. Great guy. I don't know. The interviews are getting more and more interesting. I don't know. I don't know if we're just getting more comfortable doing them, but they're really interesting interviews, and he was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get him back on.
Yeah, he was a really fun interview. Interesting to learn how much he's some of his hobbies. I won't go into them. You can listen to the interview and check them out. But yeah, Josh is a really nice guy. We got to know Kevin, his father, a little bit over the winter.
Yep.
And Kevin's a great guy. So
absolutely.
Was really, really happy to get Josh on, and hopefully we'll get him back on sometime next winter and have another chat. But yeah, that's the interview this week. For me, I haven't really up to too much, kind of traveling around trying to catch some hockey. So I'll be at that Junior C tournament some. I'll try to get to that Hawks Oilers game on Saturday, maybe.
I might be there for the Hawks Oilers game as well. Nice. Depending on if I know we're not starting work on Saturday at the earliest. It's Sunday. Okay. But Saturday, you know, in Rishi, so it'll be close.
Elsie. Yeah, it's not too far for you, no. But if you're getting ready for work and stuff, I get that.
Yeah, pretty sure I'll be able to make it. If there's something, I'll let you know. But I think I'll be there.
Perfect. So keep an eye out for that. We'll have some video and some pictures posted up from the Junior C tournament, from that exhibition game with the Hawks and the Oilers. And whatever we get to, we'll be sure to share. So thanks, everyone, for your continued support. Thanks to Josh for this interview. It was a lot of fun. He's a great guy. And thank you, Corey, for joining us.
And thank you, birthday boy.
Yes, we are recording this on my birthday. Thanks, Corey. You're such a jerk.
I was just waiting for the perfect opportunity there.
I won't even edit it out. I'll leave it there for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Corey, we're back. I'm joined by Cole's Corey. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Corey?
Obviously.
We got a special guest tonight, Josh Russell from the Bear Machine Northman. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yourselves, gentlemen?
Very good, man.
Doing good. We were just chatting a little bit before this started, and man, pretty excited to get you on here.
Yeah, no, happy to be here. You know, it'll be a fun experience, I think.
It'll be a good time. So let's get right into your hockey career. You've kind of been, man, you've been all over. You're young. How old are you, 20 years old?
I'm only 21 years old, yeah.
21. So let's get started here. You moved away from home when you were pretty young. And you went and played for the Notre Dame Hounds. That's in Saskatchewan, am I right?
Yeah, Wilcox, Saskatchewan. Population about 200 people. It triples when school's in session, actually.
Wow. How's that experience?
It was great. You know, the facilities there are top notch. I had a great dorm, great roommates. You know, played with a bunch of guys that ended up playing, you know, major, junior, now playing like OSS or NCAA. And I can't say enough about it, right? It's a great program. It's been there for over 100 years now. It's a very, very flat place, Saskatchewan. Like, we did see Dodge run away for days at a time. Still see him going. But, I mean, it was a great experience for sure.
Right on, man. And after you were down there, you went to something we know well out this way, the Ontario Hockey Academy. We've seen them come out this way for lots of tournaments. Can you talk to me a little bit about that school?
It's a great spot, you know. It's a quaint little they built it out of what used to be a old hotel. So it's a nice facility. We've got our own gymnasium there as well, like full workout kit and stuff. Our own buses. Like we didn't have our own rink, which wasn't terrible. You know, you'd put your stuff in a little locker, let it dry. But again, great group of guys there, like always made friends along the way, right? And that's the most important thing when you're getting the experience like that going away to school. And you know, I had three great years there. Nothing I can complain about, you know.
How steep was the learning curve going to Saskatchewan, going to Ontario from New Brunswick, from small town in New Brunswick?
You got to learn quick is something I learned quickly, obviously, you know. It's the learning curve is pretty big, and you know, it's one of those things you got to always be on your toes, you know, learning new things, learning new lingos, and just, you know, learning about the people around you, different stuff like that. So it comes quick, but once you get it down pat, it's not too bad.
So when you were done at the Ontario Hockey Academy, you went on and played for the
The Caledonia Corvairs in the Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League. Do I have that right? Yeah,
the Goge, as we call it.
What made you decide to stay there rather than come back here and play Junior A?
Well, originally before that, I was in so COVID year happened, right? 2021. Yep. So I had signed in Fort McMurray. So I went out there to start the year. Not much going on. I ended up breaking my leg out there. One of those things was a slight fracture. And they were like, well, we can't keep you, but we'll send you wherever you want. So before I was like, ah, you know, I can go back to Cornwall. Because Cornwall has a Junior A team as well, the Cornwall Colts. So I said, yeah, I'll go. My buddies, a few buddies play there. So yeah, I'll go back and play in Cornwall. I just wanted to stay out of the province. You know, I thought I had a better opportunity to play college hockey if I played in Ontario or Alberta, which a lot of guys do for the most part. Yep. So I played in Cornwall for a year and a half. I don't even know if you can call it a year and a half. Just COVID just kind of cut that year down. Next year, I stayed in Cornwall until November and just wasn't really working out. So I thought, you know, just wanted to come back home. Was supposed to go to Edmonton. But Miramichi still had my rights, and it was the Miramichi bus, they said. So I said, oh, I'll stay in Ontario, and I had a phone call. Well, actually, Alex Houston, who the goalie for the Canisius College Griffins there, he just retired. He's now one of their assistant volunteer coaches as a student. He hooked me up with the team in the Goge, Caledonia, and they said, yeah, you know, come here. You know, play your minutes and you'll enjoy yourself. And I went out there and played my minutes and I did enjoy myself. It was a great time. Amazing organization. I can't say nothing bad about them. It was just a great experience. And so I was there for about a year and a half. And then Christmas the next year came around and I said, well, might be time to pack her in, head back home, let this family see me play my last year junior out. And so that's what I did. Got a great opportunity with Grand Falls. When I ended up back there, great group of guys, Yannick Bastarash, Ben Diamond, just salt of the earth human beings. They welcomed me in with open arms and, you know, got to finish my junior career out there.
It's phenomenal. Now, the Goge, as you call it, has a lot of guys that are trying to not play junior so they can keep their university eligibility there for the States, right?
Yeah, it's classified Junior B, but
okay.
It's classified Junior B because the OJHL, the Ontario Junior Hockey League, has like the rights to the Junior A of the entire area.
Okay.
But there's kids in that league that are Junior A caliber, like a lot of high-level guys, like especially OHL, like young OHL draft picks, like the 16 and 17s are going and play in that league, and
yep.
You see them make that jump. Like Logan Mayu played there. Easton Cowan played there, like guys like that with high skill, just a young age to develop them, and it's a great development league. I was a little older when I played in it, so I didn't get quite the development. I was already pretty much at full capacity when I got there, but it's a strong league, and there's definitely teams, I think, at the upper end of that spectrum that could play Junior A hockey if they wanted to. It's just that they're kind of stuck in that league in the Junior B title.
Oh, I get that. So now you go from there, finish up in New Brunswick Junior A. And you make the leap to the Northmen. That's where, you know, you knew that I was going to get to here. I couldn't wait to get to here. What's it like to go from junior to senior hockey? I mean, we saw you develop as the year went on and become a much better player. Like, you look super comfortable come playoffs. You really kind of found your role. You played great. But early on, like, that's a learning curve for a lot of your junior A guys that first year.
Yeah, just, you know, coming in and, you know, I wasn't really playing my position either. They played both forward and defense this year. I'm a natural forward. I'm not a defenseman, no matter who may think that for some reason. But anyways, that's besides the point. But just switching back and forth wasn't really getting me into the game much. And then finally, when I did start playing majority forward, I was just, you know, finding the right speed, like how guys play. It's a little, like, chippier. It's a little slower, a little bit more like grab and push and it's just one of those things where, like, once you play a little bit, you get comfortable. And, you know, I really found my stride that first round playoffs. You know, I found a role, and I thought I played pretty well. And I played my role pretty well, as some people might have saw there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I play the game I play, and I got no excuse for it, but you leave it on the ice, right? And that's why you play hockey, because you love the game, and there's things like that that just, that's how it is. But, I mean, just the biggest thing was just getting comfortable, right? That was the biggest thing for me. It was just like finding that right, like, edge to the game, you know, regular season, you don't really need as much as playoffs. Not that it doesn't matter as much, but like playoffs, you try to have that extra little bit to your game, right?
Absolutely. Corey, yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. Two of our first guests here on the podcast were Nick Foran and Chris Keating. Two great guys, two veterans of senior hockey. How are they in helping you in senior hockey?
Oh, they were unbelievable. I mean, those are two of possibly the greatest men in the league, just like character-wise and like how they treat others. And you can see it, right? Keats is a sheriff, Nick works in a institution. Like, they're unbelievable people, and there's such a calming presence, right? Like, your captain, assistant captain kind of deal. But even, like, away from the rink, like, whatever you needed help with something, like, they were there for you, right? And it was this team this year that we had, I mean, not an issue at all, right? Anybody needed something, you go to the leaders, or any issues, go to the leaders, and it was fixed right away.
It looked like a fun team to play on. Everybody was, you'd see them come up for warm-up, kind of laughing and having fun. And then once you guys added Milson in, when he got back, man, talk about a game changer of a player. Talk a little bit about that playoff run the last couple of months. You guys came inches from the finals, and who knows, you probably could have taken the finals. Hell of a team. Just talk to me a bit about that team.
I mean, Bryce Milson, arguably, barely even arguably the best player in the league. Like, that man at his age, the way he plays, like, even the shape he's kept himself in, it's incredible. And he's a presence on the ice when he's out there. The playoff run we had, you know, it boils down to the group of guys we had and how strong we played as a team and, you know, the real group effort we had. Like, it wasn't just, like, one or two lines one every night. We had three, four lines battling hard. Like, that Spring Hill series, right? It was just, like, getting into people's skins, like, not making them not want to play, like, stuff like that. And, you know, we get into that Doetown series or River Valley, whatever you want to call them. And, I mean, strong hockey team over there as well, right? That series should have won either way. Just whoever showed up on whatever night was exactly what it was. And to take them to seven and to lose in their barn, I mean, they play an unbelievable game in their barn, right? Like, it's their home rink. Like, they use that small ice well. They have those set plays. Like, and they've got great speed as well. Like, that top line, unbelievable line to play against, especially as a defenseman trying to deal with that all night. Not fun, because they know what they're doing. But I mean, inches, right? It's a game of inches, and we couldn't get over that kind of hump. And I thought if we made the finals, you had a hell of a shot of made one of it all, but we didn't. You know, congrats to Dalhousie for winning it all. And, you know, we'll see what happens next year, but I'm excited for it and see what goes on.
You mentioned they're playing in their barn, but your barn, the Civic, what an arena that is. How do you feel playing in front of a packed arena like that?
I never really got to experience that in junior. I played, we didn't do like great. It wasn't like we did bad for fans, but like the Miramichi Civic Center is something else. And like now the junior A guys get to experience it. They just made the finals in the MHR, right? But I mean, to come out for warmups and have like sold out crowd, people packed in, it's incredible. And you feel the energy, right? Like I scored a goal. Was it game three, one or three? I don't remember now, but I mean, like, the place just erupted.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, the horns and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I in the show right now? But it just goes to show how much people in Miramichi love senior hockey, right? Like, this is a senior hockey town. Back when we had the original Northmen, you know, the Leafs after them, like, people love senior hockey. There's a grittiness to it that kind of resonates with this town. And I think that's really the best part about it.
How excited was your dad that you were going to play senior this year?
I mean, he was very happy, I guess. He loves watching me play, so it was good to have him around. Actually, a fun fact, the last person to wear number 22 for the Miramichi Northmen was Kevin Russell on the last team they had in Miramichi. So that's pretty cool to wear his number and, you know, keep the legacy on here in Miramichi. He says that I'm a bit of a better player than him, but I think he might be exaggerating that just a tad bit. But, I mean, it's nice to hear stuff like that, right? And even, like, people around the community, like, oh, you play just like how your father did and, like, stuff like that. It's awesome, and it makes me feel pretty proud.
Absolutely, man. So going into the off season, what are you doing for fun? What are you doing when you're not at the rink?
When I'm not at the rink, we're at the Golf Sims. Yeah, we have a golf simulator right across the river there in the old ground. It's pretty fun. And then going to start fishing here pretty soon. Just got the boat out. Season started on Monday. I got all day tomorrow planned to go fish, and then next week I'm off as well. It'll be a reading week, so be out three or four times next week. And then apart from that, just enjoying the life.
You going to be reading on the boat?
No reading at all. just a lot of fishing. Just a lot of fishing. I can't read too well, so we won't get into that.
No studying going to be done by Josh next week. He's going to be getting some fishing in. Yeah. What are you taking in school, Josh?
I'm taking corrections. I had my last exam this morning, actually, so I'm done school for the year. It's just a little bit of reading, a little bit of learning some stuff, then off to my practicum.
Right on, man. So now, we were talking about one of your hobbies before we started this interview, and you told me about your computer. So you built your PC yourself.
Yes, it's something I picked up here last year. Actually exactly 2 weeks after the season was done for junior, my buddy had built one before, and he's like, "Hey, dude, you gotta try this." So I'm like, "Yeah, sure, I'll take my hand at it." And anyways, I can't do anything small. It's still a bigger go home. My father's the exact same way. That's what we're putting on his tombstone when he goes. Still bigger go home, big Kev. But, you know, I've soaked a lot of money into this thing, a little under $5,000, I think. But, I mean, it's top of the line, and to build it myself was even better. I have a bit of a mind for putting things together and taking them apart. But, like, it's like an i7 3070 Ti. Like, it's top of the line. You can't get much better than this.
So what are you playing? What video games are you into?
What am I playing? A lot of COD. You know, the Fortnite, obviously, you can't get away from that. Always have the boys on, always getting that Tetris hop on, getting the squad going. That's really the extent of it right now. I don't play much else. There's not much else that I play, really.
You doing some Warzone, or are you playing, like, Modern Warfare?
Mostly Modern Warfare. Warzone fell off after, like, the 2020 MW. Like, yep. I didn't love the Cold War, and I didn't love the Vanguard, and even now, like, they brought back Rebirth Island. It's not quite it. I don't enjoy it as much.
I feel you. I used to love some Warzone, and it just kind of fell off over time. So we're getting off into the weeds. These poor hockey fans are hearing us talk about video games, but I love it. Next fall, what's the plan? You gonna be back in Miramichi for another year?
Not sure yet. I coached this year as well. I was the assistant coach up north on the U15 major team. Okay. It's up in the air right now where that team's gonna be next year. Hopefully I'm going to be on the staff that in as well and maybe take on a bigger role. So we'll see where that takes me. But, the plan is right now is hopefully to play and, you know, it's kind of all up in the air though. So we'll see.
Your U15 team, how'd they make out this year?
Good. We finished, made the semis, lost in overtime to Moncton. It was heartbreaking. Oh. Up 3-1, you know, they get a few Moncton calls, as they do. And they don't let me say in that take away from the hell of a hockey team that Moncton Bantam team was. They're going to Atlantis this weekend, and, I mean, they're unbelievable. They have three lines deep of just, you know, they're Bantam hockey kids. But they're built like grown men. It's incredible the way they play. And, you know, they're coached very well over there as well. But we took an overtime, got a power play in overtime, thought we could pull it out, and just no luck. They scored on the end of the power play. And that's how hockey goes. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose, but just kind of heartbroken for the kids on my team because they played so well and I thought they deserved it. But that's how life goes. It's not always fair.
How do you like coaching?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Sometimes I say I like it more than playing, to be honest with you. Just to, you know, help develop these kids and make them not become better hockey players, but also better people is just incredible. And it's something that, you know, I can see myself enjoying in the future.
Menzies, always back. I love Menzies, man. He's huge supporter of the podcast, so we appreciate Menzies a lot.
No, Alan Menzies is awesome, right? He's just that rile you up, get you going, fire you north kind of guy. Like, he's always doing something. He's always getting guys out, like scheduling stuff for practices and things like that. And he was a big heartbeat of this team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's just a huge part of sports and Miramichi in general. And he's a huge. We're lucky to have him in Miramichi for sure. Corey, I've enjoyed this. This has been some fun.
It's been fun. I don't know what a COD is, but it's been fun.
Let's get into the fun questions. We got to ask you the normal stuff that we ask. So when you're driving to the rink, you don't live in Miramichi, right?
I live just outside Miramichi across the bridge in South Esk.
Okay. When you're driving into the rink, what are you listening to?
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue is on repeat until I get to the rink.
Okay. I like that one. That's a good one. And, you know, we've got that question. What's your favorite rink food?
My favorite ring food has to be poutine. I think you're crazy if it's not. Unless you're in the news and you have one of those burgers, they're unbelievable as well. But
the like, Renews burger?
The Renews burger. Oh my God. It's a thing of legend around here.
Is it really? I've never had a Renews burger.
You got to go check a high school game next year. Blackville plays out of the Renews rink. Sometimes words are hard, boys. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
You go down to the Renews rink, watch a Blackville high school game, and then you have yourself a Renews burger.
Is it better than a River Valley burger?
Never had a River Valley burger. There we go. Enunciate the words a little better there. I've never had one of those, but I think Renews would top it 100%.
All right. On our way to River Valley next year, we're going to have to pop in Renews and get a burger, Corey.
Absolutely.
We'll tell them you sent us, Josh.
Yeah, most certainly.
All right. Thanks for coming on, brother. We certainly do appreciate you, and hopefully we'll touch base again next year.
Yeah, most certainly. You guys have a good one.
Enjoy your summer. Have fun golfing and fishing.
Thank you.